Maureen, you're no stranger to appearing at Richmond Theatre, having both acted and directed here. Do you enjoy working here?
It's a lovely theatre, and it's a nice place to be because there are the usual shops around and cafes around. You know, one can be quite isolated in a theatre, and I have been. And I'm so used to it. I must have worked here about 20-odd times. In fact, I don't think I've ever been in a play that toured which didn't come to Richmond. So, yes, I have good feelings.
You've been in such a diverse number of productions over the years, but Panto is somewhat different. Are you looking forward to playing the Wicked Fairy?
This is my third Panto in my whole life. I did the first one when I was 23, and I remember being on the telephone to my parents in Harlan saying, I'm deeply tired. I didn't know what tired meant in those days. And then I did the Ian McKellen Panto at the Old Vic. And that was a bit too close to my bereavement, so I didn't really have a great time on that. And this is my third, and it's a Wicked Fairy, and if I can't play that, then I can't play anything.
Is it quite fun to ham things up and encourage the audience to boo you?
I think it will be, yes. And ham things up is one way of describing my very detailed motivational performance of Stanislavski Karabos. I think that it's a fine line with a part like this. You've got to really be as noxious as you can be, but not turn all the children into screaming people who are damaged for the rest of their lives.
Kids are using mobile phones, iPads, computers so much earlier now. Do you think going to the theatre to see a panto will ever lose its glamour?
Well, I hope not. It is a strange thing. My 1.5-year-old grandson is forever on the remote. We give him a remote or a telephone, he's happy. And I have seen children now put their fingers onto an ordinary photograph to try to make it bigger. And that's quite scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My 2.5-year-old's exactly the same. Yeah. The glorious costumes are so much part of the panto. Can you describe any of yours?
Well, I've got beautiful costumes. In fact, I've rather complained that they're too beautiful because they're very floating. One is a sort of grey and one is a pinkish purple. But they are kind of leggy, you know, split skirts, and they are sort of big headdresses. And this morning I was in Richmond Park wearing black feathers higher than my head, and I did get some funny looks. We were having some photographs taken. But panto costumes are always, you know, the beginning of it when you don't know whether you've got time to get into it. And it's always a bit of a nightmare. But we shall see. Everything is a challenge, and that's what we like.
Are your grandchildren coming to it?
Well, I only did this because Ava, who's 4, you know, is such a sort of theatrical little person, and I thought, well, this is probably the last time I'll ever have the energy to do pantomime, 2 shows a day for 6 weeks, you know, and 2 weeks rehearsal. That's what really scares me at my time of life. And I said to her, Momo's going to be in the pantomime playing the Wicked Fairy. Are you going to come? Oh, I don't know. I've got my own show to think about, she said, age 4. But I did take her to see The Sleeping Beauty, the ballet at Sadler's Wells, and she adored that. So that's why I thought I'd do it.
Do you get nervous when family members are in the audience?
I don't get nervous when family members are in, no. But a first night makes me very nervous, yes. I should be sweating in the wings and worrying, and all the usual symptoms of my neurosis will be there. And it won't be any different that it's a pantomime or an episode of Loose Women or you know, an appearance on a chat show, whatever. It's part of the process. You have to get over that and take a leap into the unknown.
Well, you certainly got over it. I have to say, was it a press night when you played Martha some years ago and knocked the light stand flying and then just ad-libbed and carried on? Oh, that was pretty good.
Yes, it's always easy when the audience sees what goes wrong. Then it's not a problem because you're all in the same bag, and you all, it looks like a miracle that you get out of it, but in fact that's fine. What isn't so easy on an audience is when actors fall about laughing and they don't know the reason why. So we're going to try and avoid that.
I'm sure you will. Thank you very much indeed.
It's my pleasure.